it was holiday weekend and I had to come home. I'd popped out for a couple of hours and come home to find that my house had been burgled. Basically the front door kicked in and every single room pretty much ransacked.
And what did they take?
We're actually still finding things that are missing, but if it was just an ordinary burglary, it wouldn't be a problem. Well, as much as possible, but it's more just the sentimental things that were a problem, and I wasn't particularly wanting to sort of go public about it, but being encouraged to do that as I would be, if maybe seeing if anybody would be compassionate enough to return anything that was sentimental. And it's actually the things that are less valuable that are more upsetting. It's all jewellery that belonged to my daughter who died 2 years ago, and that's, you know, it's like irreplaceable things like that, but also a camera with SD cards in the case, and it's foolishly all the photos of my girls in it, and it's just really, I've been round all the jewellery places, or all the cash generators places, but haven't been able to find them anywhere. And it's been suggested to me that maybe somebody, if they've bought them on, you know, could maybe return some things, especially if it's SD cards.
So just explain to me, or explain to the listeners, the sentimental value of the jewellery and the photos of Jenna.
Yeah, well, it's not just, you know, but Jenna died like 2.5 years ago, and these, normally I wouldn't be bothered about things like this being materialistic, but it's just the fact that it's all we have left of her, other than memories. And it's also her little sister's only 7, you know, she's found it very upsetting because obviously she'd kind of inherited some of these things and she loved to wear them because Jenna had worn them. And it's just really sad that, you know, it's not just ourselves that have been hurt by it, that she's really struggling with that as well. She doesn't understand why somebody would do that. She's frightened even to be in the house. So it's just really sad that even children's jewellery boxes, you know, had been raided and whatnot. So it's just the fact that it's all we had left. You know, it's something tangible to hold on to.
And give our listeners an idea of how you felt when you realised that these photos and the jewellery and things like that were gone.
Yeah, just absolutely devastated. You know, I wasn't, priorities have changed a lot, and although some really expensive jewellery of mine has been taken, I actually wasn't upset about that. It was the fact that these are things that I just can't replace and that have no value to anyone. You know, they're really it's quite cheap jewellery, you know, like new look, sort of, you know, cheap things that she had chosen herself. And I've obviously photographed, I've got copies of some, but, you know, it's just the fact that it's all these years of memories, and which were all the more precious because we don't have Jenna anymore.
And what are you hoping for by talking to me today?
As I say, it wasn't really what I'd planned to do, but I just, you know, a lot of people have said, "Oh, why don't you see?" You know, because there's a lot of good people out there, and I was hoping that, you know, somebody's maybe come by some of the items, like, you know, it would be hard to describe. A lot of jewellery, kind of fashion jewellery, with, you know, most of them heart shapes, actually. She liked that kind of thing. But also the SD cards, which we did photographs of Jenna and her sister Sophie. And it's just if anybody has been given or has bought a camera secondhand, you know, they might not have been aware of, obviously, its origins, where it had come from. Maybe they could post the SD card to Rest FM or something like that, you know, because really they're of no use to them. So it would just mean everything to us to have back, you know, these ways of keeping our memories alive.